superstition, a god of omens, charms, and signs, a god whose reign spreads fear and uneasiness, I invest trivial circumstances with significance. I hamper action and fetter the mind. You don't believe? Listen to those who worship at my shrine.
Come to dinner, Father. Helen, come. Why, Will, where are you going, sir?
Why, I...
Brother is dining out tonight.
Dining out?
Having dinner at Vera Baldwin's house.
Oh, I didn't know.
Guess I forgot to tell you. You see, Mother, tonight I...
He's going to pop the question.
Oh, cut it, sis.
Oh, that's all right, Will. I understand. You run right along.
Guess I better. I'll have to hustle, too. Goodbye.
Goodbye, son.
And good luck.
Helen, you shouldn't.
Oh, he'll need it. Chris Brown will be there, too. Vera will finally have to make up her mind.
Hello. Where's William going?
Oh, going to ask his lady love to set the day, Dad.
Oh, that's it, eh? Did you know about it, Mother?
A mother always knows.
What Will sees in Vera Baldwin is more than I can understand.
Helen, you mustn't.
It's only my opinion, sweetie.
Oh, meow.
Excuse me. I've forgotten something.
Forgotten, Will?
Forgotten the ring, I bet. Oh, don't laugh, Dad. You may be laughing your future daughter-in-law right out of the picture.
Yes? Well, how so?
Don't you know it's bad luck to turn back after you've started because you've forgotten something?
Oh, fiddlesticks.
Well, it is, believe it or not.
Oh, superstition. I hope you don't believe in this tommy rot.
But I do, and so does Brother. Don't you, Will?
Don't I what?
Believe it's bad luck to turn back after you've started.
Well, I guess so. I mean, that's what they say.
It never fails. Now you'll have to wait a while before you go out again, Brother. That breaks the jinx.
Don't be silly, Helen. If you've found what you forgot, we'll run along.
I'd better wait, Mother. Not that I'm afraid.
Oh,
but...
no, not that he's afraid. Not superstitious, eh? Well, if you must wait, sit down, and I'll tell you the yarn on which this belief is based.
All right, then.
I'd love to hear it.
During the 11th century, the Germanic knights were a ruthless lot, waylaying and plundering the merchants and traders whose route of travel brought them near their castles. Baron Kunibert was one of the most dreaded and daring of these robber barons. It was Yvette, the clever daughter of the French trader Froissart, who, by a trick, saved her father's precious possessions from falling into Kunibert's hands, and at the same time ending the knight's career forever. On the day the attack on the merchant's outfit had been planned, Yvette and her father were guests at Kunibert's castle.
Didn't he know who they were?
Oh, he hadn't the slightest idea. Yvette had planned well. It was her intention to fascinate the knight by her charms and hold him enthralled until her father's carriers had safely passed. And she nearly got away with it.
Then she didn't?
Listen.
Nay, Kunibert, I'm not flattered when you seek my lips and speak of love, and yet now prepare to leave my arms and join some sordid combat. Why must you go? Cannot your men attend your errand?
Not so, Yvette. For 'tis well known in all these Rhinelands that none would venture lest I lead.
But woe from your brother, cannot he?
Oh, fledgling. Bah.
Brother, we must bestir ourselves. Come.
I come.
You must not go. If you love me, stay.
Nay, hold me not, sweet siren. I must go.
Stay, Kunibert. I fear misfortune.
Oh, never fear. Watch my victory, love, from the balcony of your chamber.
Kunibert, don't go.
Release me, sorceress. I won't be long. My brother Wolfram shall stay to keep you company.
Off with it, then.
Ho! Here we await the merchant.
We are too close to the castle walls. Let us ride in.
Quiet, you knaves! And heed my words. Here we stay. No one to move or to advance until I give the order to attack. Your life the forfeit, swine, if you disobey. Enrico!
Yes, sir.
How great judge you the force that will oppose us?
From this point, sir, it looks as though the merchant had brought a formidable escort.
Precious cargo they protect.
The richest haul in years. Look, sir, they're making the second turn in the river's bend. Let us surprise them.
No, fool. Let them come closer yet. Don't stir until I give the word.
What?
Sounds. What's that?
A woman. A woman in distress, sir.
Enrico, look. I cannot trust my eyes. Look. What see you on the tower balcony over the castle's moat?
Where, sir?
Look, sharp, knave.
I see. Can I be mistaken, sir?
Son of a dog! What do you see?
I see a lady struggling in your brother's arms. Now, by the gods, he's dragging her into the tower.
Wait here.
Why, but the merchant...
I'll be back in Stenter. I've forgotten something.
Forgotten?
Forgotten to tell my brother that the lady is my choice.
You say your brother's hurrying back, Sir Wolfram?
I saw him gallop toward the castle when I carried you into your room.
Then all is well.
What strange fancy did possess you, lady? That would impel you to want to throw yourself into the moat.
I cannot tell you now. Later, I promise, you will understand.
And why your scream and cry for help when I but tried to prevent your rash design?
I was hysterical. Please forgive me.
I fear my brother's wrath would know no bounds should he suspect other than the true fact.
I would be grieved if it were so.
It is for you to set him right.
You may depend, Sir Wolfram, that I will. Why, he's here.
The door. It is not locked.
Oh, it seems to be. I'll see.
You locked the door?
Open the door!
Oh, Colbert, you have come back. Come back.
Sound! She's fainted. Monsieur Prefort!
Oh, what has happened, Baron? My daughter.
She's only fainted, monsieur. Here. You attend to her.
That I will, Red Knight.
While I attend to him. Now, my fine brother.
Oh, wait, Cudibert. Let me explain.
I have no time to bandy words.
I swear by Woodland, brother, you think wrong.
But my eyes saw right. Unsheath your sword.
Nay, brother, to a madness. Do but let me speak.
I've tarried over long already. Defend yourself.
Your judgment is unhinged by jealous quirks. I'll not fight.
Will you draw?
It was all a ruse to bring you back. I see it now.
And your face.
And unsuspectingly, I helped her scheme.
Must I kill an unarmed man?
Not till I knew the door was locked did I suspect the full treachery. Oh, but look! From the balcony here. Look! The attack has failed! Enrico has surrendered. Our men are prisoners.
By all the gods, I've overstayed. We'll settle later, reprobate. Sound! The door's locked. There's no key.
Trapped, as I feared.
What devil's trick is this?
The blame is yours. Bad luck attended you, my brother, when you turned back once you had started forth. But see, look sharp. There is the lady and her worthy sire riding away upon your charger. She has seen us. She stops.
Farewell, brave knight. Pardon our haste. We must rejoin our retainers now that my father's property has escaped your grasp. This noble steed, I will return. The key to your tower prison, I will deliver to your king. Au revoir.
To the two knights, Dad?
They were unable to escape for 2 days. Later, they were brought before the king, tried and convicted. Cunibert was banished and became an outlaw. But Wolfram settled in southern France. And if the story can be relied on, he sought, wooed, and won the hand of the fairy Yvette Froissart.
Oh, I just hoped he would. Going, Will?
Yes, I'll be late.
Wait, brother. It may be for you. You answer, Dad, and if it's Vera Baldwin, tell her William is on his way.
Okay. Hello? No, this is his father. No, William isn't here. He's gone hours ago. Huh? Not at your house? I couldn't say. What? Wait a minute, let me explain. Oh, all right, have it your own way. Yes, I'll tell him. You needn't bother going over to the Baldwin house, son.
Your lady friend got herself engaged to Chris Brown this evening. And she says you can be the best man at her wedding. Don't run away, son.
Oh, all right.
I always knew that she was that sort. What did I tell you? Just a dizzy, flitty blonde. But you see, Dad, if Will hadn't turned back...
Oh, I don't know, daughter. The way you size up the other girl, well, maybe your brother wasn't so unlucky after all. These women.
I am superstition. You don't believe, do you?